This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Sometimes financial news can be hard to understand. Here, a former official of Goldman Sachs Investment Bank explains what his group did before the financial crisis.
In line with my view, our desk began to accumulate short positions, purchasing protection on individual securities through credit default swaps, largely from external CDO managers who asked us to bid for these positions.
Josh Birnbaum was involved in synthetic CDOs. These are really financial bets on whether some asset will gain or lose value. They are at the heart of the government's case against Goldman Sachs for misleading investors. Senator Claire McCaskill described synthetic CDOs during a Senate subcommittee hearing.
We have spent a lot of time going through all these documents, and let me just explain in very simple terms what synthetic CDOs are. They are instruments that are created so that people can bet on them.
The purpose of language is to communicate information, but it can often hide meaning. Have you ever agreed to the terms of use for a service without reading it all? Annetta Cheek heads the Center for Plain Language in Silver Spring, Maryland. Her nonprofit group has been working for more understandable language in government and business since 2004. She offers one piece of advice for people who receive long, unclear documents.
If you don't understand something, don't sign it.
This year, the Center for Plain Language is holding its first contest for best and worst language use. The best entry receives a Clear Mark Award. Confusing language gets a Wonder Mark Award. One of the Wonder Mark entries comes from the communications company BlackBerry. Annetta Cheek says the terms of use for a BlackBerry are impossible to understand. Ms. Cheek says the healthcare and finance industries are known for using language that is hard to understand. Healthcare has made progress. Several industries are competing for this year's ClearMark Award, but the financial industry remains a problem.
Part of the issue with the finance stuff, I think, is that if people really understood it, they wouldn't buy it.
Ms. Cheek says since the 1990s, the Securities and Exchange Commission has tried to get financial companies to give clearer product descriptions. This has helped sales.
As they moved more and more of their product descriptions into a plainer format, the ones with a plainer, easier-to-understand description sold better.
She says government has to be involved in requiring clear language because the marketplace has not dealt with the problem. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. Share your thoughts at voaspecialenglish.com or on Facebook at VOA Learning English. You can also find transcripts and MP3s of our programs. I'm Steve Ember.